Hare Krishna. Although in Krishna consciousness, every day is a day of festivity, but certain days are very special to us, and Janmashtami is the foremost of all those days. The day Krishna appeared on this planet. So naturally, that occasion brought the greatest good fortune to this world. And celebrating that day to mark that auspicious occasion is a natural phenomena for all of us. That's why every temple in ISKCON celebrates that day. It will get great pomp and grandeur. This day used to be celebrated mostly in India, the early days, but because of Srila Prabhupada's coming to the West and spreading Krishna consciousness all over, we are learning to celebrate the day in everywhere, wherever we have our temple, wherever we have our centers, and wherever we have a congregation. So, how best to celebrate that day? It has been pointed out by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Madhava Tithi Bhakti Janani Jatane Palano Kori. I observe these days that are very, very dear to Krishna. Because those days are actually the mother of devotional service. And the way to observe it is to become completely absorbed in thoughts of Krishna, in chanting the holy names of Krishna, in remembering Krishna, and by engaging everyone else in various Krishna conscious activities. And we become so absorbed in those activities that we forget to even eat and drink. So as a result of that do we fast. Until the time Krishna appeared, we fast since morning till night, midnight, and then we celebrate Krishna's appearance at midnight, and then we partake to some feast. Generally, we partake to Ekadasi Prasad when we break our fast at midnight. In India, this is celebrated in such a grand way that for hours together, people stand in queue just to have the darshan of the Lord that day. In Bombay Temple, we get hundreds of thousands of people come, and they wait there for hours, literally for hours, and just to have a glimpse of the Lord. And this is the indication of their devotion. Not only in Mumbai, in India, everywhere, wherever we have our temple, people come. And what to speak of in Vrindavan? The Vrindavan that day is a day of greatest festivity. And certain temples become so packed that people can't even enter there. Especially at midnight, when at 12 o'clock midnight, when the curtain opens, I mean, they literally go into frenzy of ecstasy. So this is the way to experience and appreciate our involvement in Krishna consciousness. Ecstasy. Just to become ecstatic celebrating this occasion of Krishna's arrival in this planet. And Krishna is always here. But when we celebrate these occasions, Krishna becomes pleased and Krishna bestows his mercy upon us. And as a result of that, we make spiritual advancement and we get closer to Krishna. So let's celebrate this occasion of Janmashtami in the most wonderful way. Thank you all very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Om Agyanati Mirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chukshurun Militang Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha.